Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
We pray that you heal, because we know you're able.
Oh, my God, we know you got all power in your hand. Thou art a miracle worker. Pray that you stretch forth your mighty hand, that you will touch your people everywhere. Look on your people throughout the world. Touch, Lord. Save, heal, and forgive, Jesus. Blot out of transgressions. Let sins be forgiven. Look on those souls that are going through bereavement. We pray that you touch them right now, oh Lord.
Lift
the burdens of their heart. Strengthen them where they're weak. Give them strength to go through this test. Help them to endure. We know you're able, oh Lord. Help us to love Jesus. Help us to forgive one another. Help us to take you at your word. Help us to be obedient to the will of God. Help us, Jesus. Oh, my God, lead us and order our steps in your word. Teach us thy way. Oh, my God, we want to go through. We want to stand and we want to endure to the end. But we need you to take our hands and to go with us, to lead and guide us, direct our path. Show us the way that you would have us to go. We don't know which way to go, but we depend on you to lead us. Oh, my God, we trust in you. We look to you. We pray that you bind the works of the devil, fight our enemies. Oh, my God, move, Lord, by your spirit. Let the blood of Jesus cover today. Oh, my God, look on those that are weak. We pray that you give them strength for everywhere. Help them to go through. Help them to stand, oh, Lord, and we will give thy name the praise. We pray that you continue to look on our unsaved family members. Pray that you will save them, heal, forgive, and deliver right out of transgressions. And we will give your name the praise, give glory and honor unto thy name. We thank you for this prayer. We thank you for everything that you have done for us. We are not worthy, but we bless your name and we thank you. This prayer we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that prayer coming through, Evangelist Maybell. And God bless everyone. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland. And it's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. and our beloved late Southern District Overseer Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. So at this time, we'll read our opening scripture. And it's taken from the 101st number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 101st number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And it reads, I will sing of mercy and judgment. Unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. O, when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. A forward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. Whoso privately slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that hath an high look and a proud heart will not I suffer. Mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. I will early destroy the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all wicked doers from the city of the Lord. And God for you knows the 101st number Psalm, the first throughout the 8th verses throughout its entirety. And again, thank you for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service Title 1:ONE. And if anyone would like to listen to any of our previous broadcasts, you can certainly go onto that website and click on the on-demand broadcast. And if you would just wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 27148. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And our prayer request phone number is 410-209-6000. 7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, you can dial our guest number, which is 978-990-5270. That access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support other ministries or you just need something to help you get through the week, on Tuesday and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Maybell hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 701-802-5175. And with co-host Evangelist Hameen, I'm on there as well. That access code is 584-7681. And the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays. And that address is 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. Also on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Michael Colbreth hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 603-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m. with Pastor Jerry Bennett as the pastor. Phone number is 720-740-9840. And that access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Hoke teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. And I believe Elder Albert Huff is on WDEX every Saturday at 12 o'clock p.m. I believe in Minister Elder Barry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. To go onto YouTube and you type in Elder Barry Johnson, you can see him on YouTube. And also want to announce our the Christian Temple's 60th annual convocation coming up in 2 weeks. 2 weeks, if it's the Lord's will. And let me get you those dates. So it's starting on Monday, October the 3rd, and that is going to be the pre-musical. It starts at 7 o'clock p.m. And then from October 3rd through October the 9th will be our annual convocation. And the morning services will be held at 10 o'clock a.m. starting on Tuesday, October 4th, 11 o'clock a.m., 10 o'clock a.m., and then the teleconferences will be held each night at 7 o'clock p.m., except on Sunday. Sunday's service starts at 11 a.m., and that will also be in person, and the teleconference service will be held online at 7 o'clock p.m., and it will be the Christian Temple teleconference number, which is 508-924-2348. And also Pastor Gary Calloway and his wife, Elder Sister Linda Calloway, are celebrating their 21st pastoral anniversary. And it will also be using that same number. Pardon me, I apologize. I had something on there that was older. Forgive me. I'm sorry. But we also want to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We continue to pray for Jeff and Jen Granitz, for Dee Dee Johansson, the bereaved Darius family, the bereaved Davis family. And we did go up to New Jersey to support the Darius family, and it was a very beautiful homegoing service that was given to her. You know, it was beautiful to see all the lives that Sister Roberta Darius, that she reached. I want to also pray for the bereaved Davis family, for Stuart Harris, for Mother Mary Brown, Brother Eric DeBose, Sister Erica Hameen, Sister Cleo Jones, Ola May and Wayne, Sister Arnie and Mrs. Connie Brown, Alicia Charleston and family, Joseph Hall, Mother Barbara Watson Austin, the Briggs family, Deacon Alexandra Jones, Missionary Rebecca Ingram and her husband, Todd Johnson, Jenny Huff and the Briggs Huff family, Bishop Bird and family, Missionary Gracie White and the Briggs White family, Sister Marcel Horsey and the Briggs Horsey family, Pettis Edmonds Sr., Steve Allen Sr., Evangelist Martha Colbreth and her mother, Gregory Smith, the bereaved Williams Edmonds family, Tracy Curry, Daryl Marcato, Steve Fields, the Parham family, Amore Nixon family, Arlene Almonte, Mother Janice Marshall, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, the bereaved Anderson family, Muhammad Hameen, Robin Manfay, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, and all of the bereaved families and all those who are currently requesting prayer at this time. And those are all of the announcements that I have right now. And forgive me, actually, Ernie Brown, he did pass away. I just received news. He did pass away. So pray for the Breeze Brown family. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I'm going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Mabel Edmond, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for all of the announcements, for the prayer, and thank God for the scripture that was read. We need to sing unto the Lord. And this is what the psalmist was saying, that he would sing of the mercy of the Lord. Glory to God. I tell you, God has been merciful unto us, and therefore there should be a song in our heart unto the Lord. I just thank God for this scripture reading, and I thank God for this broadcast. And we want to encourage all of our brothers and sisters out there in radio land to be encouraged no matter what you're going through. I know sometimes it just seems hard, but it's not hard when you are trusting in the Lord. So continue to look to the Lord, continue to trust in him and take him at his word, because whatever he said in his word, he will perform that. He will do just that, and whatever you need him to do, he will do it for you if you continue to trust in him. And let us continue to lift one another up in prayer. Our other sisters, help lift them up during their time of bereavement, during their time of sickness, things that are coming upon them. Let us keep praying for them and encourage them in any kind of way that we can, that they may go on and continue to serve the Lord. So we thank God for this broadcast. And at this time, we're going to hear the word of God coming through Dr. Pastor Sheila Hameen. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for everything that's been said and done thus far, the opening prayer, the opening scripture, and the words of encouragement. I just thank the Lord for all of you who have tuned in. I'm giving honor to the Lord, and to whom honor is due. I'm grateful just to see another day. It's a blessing indeed to be able to give God praise one more time. Hallelujah. We are gathered here together over the air, amen, by the grace of God. And it's a blessing. I count myself blessed to see another day. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord because he came into my life and converted me, sanctified me, and gave me the gift of the Holy Ghost. He gave me a determination to go all the way. Hallelujah. And I thank him for looking down on a wretch like me. It didn't have to be, but I thank him for just considering me, hallelujah, giving me this chance to give my life to him and to live for him. I'm just so grateful for all that the Lord has done, and I'm reminded of the song that he's done so much, I can't tell it all. He's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. Praise the Lord. But I don't mind telling some of what God has done for me. And we're going to prepare to go to the Word of God at this time. So if you want to get your Bibles ready, I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible. And before we go into the scripture, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, and we bless your name. Oh, God, we praise you, Lord, and we are looking unto you to feed our souls. Lord, send your word and send your anointing, oh, God. Take control, Lord, and speak unto us, Lord. Not our will, but we want your will to be done in our lives. Have your way, oh, Lord. We are depending on you, Lord Jesus. We believe you, and we are taking you at your word. We ask it all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let us go to the book of Psalms, the 125th number of Psalms, verses 1 through 5. That's the entire Psalm. And I don't feel like I'll be before you very long, but let us start with Psalm 125. The Bible reads, "Then the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever, as the mountains are round about Jerusalem. So the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. As for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity, but peace shall be upon Israel." And I just want to stop there for now and praise the Lord. And the title of the message is Jesus is the True Vine, and the theme is Abide in Jesus. Hallelujah. And Jesus spoke in St. John, the 15th chapter. And I want to read some verses from there also. Verse 1, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing." Praise the Lord. I just want to stop there, glory to God, and reflect on how important it is to have faith in the Lord, to be able to trust in him. And I heard Evangelist May praying in her prayer, making this petition for the Lord to help us to earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. And the enemy is attacking the faith of the believers. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. And I believe he's trying to turn our minds away from the Lord. But Jesus, when he appears, is looking for somebody who has kept the faith. Hallelujah. Because he asked the question in St. Luke, when he told the parable of the woman who went to the unjust judge, he wanted to know, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? So our faith has to be unwavering. It has to be strong, rooted, and grounded in the Lord. We must trust in him. As the psalmist said in 125 verse 1, "They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed." Hallelujah. Our faith is what's going to help us to abide in the true vine, Jesus Christ. And as the scripture says here, which cannot be removed but abideth forever, as long as we abide in the vine. Praise the Lord, we forever. But Jesus made it clear to his disciples, saying that his word is what had cleaned them up. He spoke the word and cleaned them up. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. So while he was teaching them and admonishing them and instructing them in the ways of the Lord, the words that he spoke unto them, those words were purifying words. Those words were cleansing words. They were the words that established their faith and their trust in the true vine. Glory to God. So Jesus being the true vine, we are the branches and we must abide in the vine. And when you see the branches of trees and of other plants, if they don't maintain that connection to the main source of nutrition, how can they be nourished once separated from that source? So being that we are branches, we cannot do anything without Jesus. We cannot bring forth any fruit, but we will be cut off, wither up, and die. But it's going to take faith. It's going to take faith to continue in the vine, to abide in the true vine, in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We must trust in the Lord. It is a curse to put our trust in man. So let us put our trust in the Lord. Let us go after that faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Praise the Lord. We have to continue in Jesus. If we don't abide in him, we're the same as being cut off or cast forth as a branch and withered up, where men will gather them and cast them in the fire, and they are burned up. And that's the end. Hallelujah. But I thank God for his wonder-working power. I thank God for his miraculous power. Glory, hallelujah. If we are not in Christ, we are the same as a dead branch. But if we be in Christ, we are a new creature. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. The same as someone who doesn't know Jesus, you can buy in the true vine. Hallelujah. God will connect you, and he will feed you and nourish you, that you will bring forth much fruit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Some people are trying to bring forth fruit. They're trying to be fruitful and do all kinds of things without Jesus. But the only way to prosper, the only way to be fruitful and to multiply when it comes to salvation, when it comes to the work of the Lord, we must abide in the true vine. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Because that's where all of our source of nutrition comes from when it comes to being fed in the Spirit. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. But it doesn't just end with the spiritual part. It also feeds our whole being, everything about
us. That's right.
Hallelujah. Praise God. The vine, the true vine, has everything we need in it. And when the branch needs to be purged, glory to God, God is going to purge us of anything that's going to stop our growth, because the enemy is always looking to cut us off from the main source, trying all the time to separate us from the main source, Jesus, the true vine. Oh, thank you, Lord. But as long as we abide in the true vine, and the true vine abide in us, oh, thank you, Lord, then we will be as Mount Zion that cannot be removed but abided forever. Oh, glory be to God. I thank God for mercy. I thank him for grace, because it is the grace of God. The Lord has given us salvation, and too many people are taking it lightly for granted. But his dying was not in vain on the cross. Hallelujah. And I'm so glad that he loved me enough to look down on a wretch like me. Thank you, Jesus. And have mercy on my soul. Call me up out of the world. Lifted me out of my situation. Praise be to God. Took away my sins and gave me the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank him for having mercy on me. And God is a loving God. God is so full of compassion that whoever doesn't know him, he has an outstretched hand. He has an invitation to anyone who wants to get to know him, anyone who wants to give your life to Jesus. He is willing and ready, wanting to receive you. But you must first admit that you are wrong. You have to go before God and acknowledge your sins and ask the Lord to forgive you, recognizing that you are a sinner and you desire to be saved. You become godly sorry for all the wrong that you've done, for all the sins you've committed. God will have mercy on your soul. He will take away your sins, and he will save you. Oh, praise be to God. And he will establish your faith. And with his word, he will purify you. He will clean you up, because he spoke the word. The word was already spoken. Hallelujah. So you can have faith today and put your trust in the Lord. If you can only believe, that's all it takes, is just you believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. As the man.
Thank you.
Excuse me. The man who was the watchman, or he was in the prison watching Paul and Silas and the other prisoners. But when God moved the earth and the quake and the prison cells slung open, God was working wonders there. At that time, here was a man who thought to do harm to himself, but the man of God cried out to him and told him to do himself no harm, that everybody was still in place. Oh, praise be to God. And so the man, he came in with the light trembling, falling down before the men of God, Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and inquired of them, saying, what must I do to be saved? And this is what a lot of people need to ask. What must I do to be saved? And I mean truly saved. Glory be to God. And God has an answer. They began to answer the man and said to him, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, not only you, but you and your house. Oh, glory to God. We have to believe even for our loved ones who don't know the Lord or don't have a mind to serve the Lord. We can believe on their behalf, and God will move in their lives. And they'll be wondering what happened. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. But God be glorified, because you can represent your family. Oh, yes. Someone who may be sick in their body, you can go to God on their behalf. You can intercede on their behalf and pray unto God. And with your faith and your trust and your belief in God, he will work wonders in your family members' lives. In someone that you're praying for, he can work a miracle in their life. God will do it just like he did for this man. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, he will.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. He saved the man and his household. Oh, glory to God. And all he did was ask the question, what do I need to do to be saved? Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. So if you can ask that question this day, the answer is right there. Just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you can be saved. You must repent of your sins. You must become godly sorry for all the wrong you've done, and ask the Lord to forgive you. Praise the Lord. And once you are connected to the true vine, you can continue by faith to abide in the vine, because we can't do anything without the Lord. As Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. We can't do anything without the Lord. But the Lord gives us so much hope. Oh, thank you, Jesus. When he said in the 7th verse, abide in me, and my words abide in you. You shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Oh, that's a promise from Jesus. Glory to God. I want to encourage you today to abide in Jesus. Jesus is the true vine. Abide in Jesus. Just think about how powerful that is. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, that word of God is powerful. It's powerful. It will clean you up. The word of God will change your whole life. Oh, glory, hallelujah. God will make a change in you because of his word. He said, if my words abide in you, you will, and it shall be done unto you. It takes faith to believe that. It takes faith to trust in the Lord and to become as Mount Zion. To be unmovable, glory, hallelujah, rooted and grounded, thinking about the word abide. That means to remain stable or fixed, rooted and grounded in the faith. Praise God. Thank God for the word of God on this afternoon. Praise the Lord. I thank God for his mercy and his grace. The word will clean you up. It's so much power in the word of God. So let's bear this word of God in mind, and let's go before God in prayer. Maybe your faith is a little weak, and your faith is being tried, and you need the Lord to strengthen you and strengthen your faith, help you to trust him more and to look to him or depend on him. Thank you, Jesus. You may be as a branch that is barely holding on, this almost disconnected from the vine, with only a small portion of nourishment, just hanging on, so to speak, by a thread. God can repair that connection and reestablish you in the vine. Oh, hallelujah. And you as a branch will flourish. Thank you, Jesus. But you must abide completely in the true vine, and the true vine has to abide in you. Glory to God. Those words that the Lord has spoken abide in you. You may be sick in your body and desiring to be healed. God has the power to heal you today. You may have been beaten down by the enemy and discouraged. The enemy might have been talking to you and trying to get you to give up and just throw up hands and forget everything. Walk away. But don't let the enemy turn you away from the promises of God. Don't let the enemy cause you to fall off from the true vine and become withered and die. Don't let him talk you out of it. But you keep your mind made up that you will continue to abide true vine. Thank you, Jesus. And if you're not abiding in the true vine today, you can become connected to the true vine this day. Hallelujah. You can be one of those branches that's abiding in the true vine. Jesus will supply all the nutrients that you need. He'll supply everything that you need. And as long as his word abide in you, you can ask it in his name, and he'll do it for you today. Let's believe God together, and let's go to God in prayer. Any petition you have, anything you desire of the Lord, you can bring your petitions, your prayer requests, whatever you have, let's bring it all and lay it down before the Lord. Let's believe God together. Hallelujah. And put your faith to work. Ever give up. It may seem like, oh, my faith is just not up to par. My faith is weak and so forth. But work, you have to keep on putting that faith to work until it's strong enough, amen, for you to believe God like the scripture says, as the scripture says. Praise the Lord. So don't stop just because, well, I've been trying, and I've been trying to believe. I've been trying to trust the Lord. No, keep on trying. Amen. Because every time you try, your faith is growing. Glory to God. So don't give up. And let's believe God right now. Let's put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, my God, we come before you right now. Lord, we humble ourselves before you. Oh, God, you're the only one who knows what's going on with us. And now, Lord, we bring all of our burdens. We bring all our prayer requests, our petitions, our desires. We bring them before you, Lord, and we lay them down on your, at your feet, Lord God. We cast all our cares on you because we know that you care. And we're asking you to look down on us with compassion. Lord God, let our sins be forgiven. Blot out transgressions. Oh, Lord, wash away iniquities in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that sinner that is repented in their heart, have mercy on them, my God, and take away their sins. Fill their souls with the Holy Ghost. Oh, Lord God, and connect them to the true vine and give them nutrients that they may grow and flourish in the spirit. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord. You are able, yes, to God, do all things. We're depending on you and we're looking unto you. Lord, we're taking you at your word. So you promise that if we abide in you and your word abide in us, We can ask what we will. You promised that you would do it. So we're asking you in faith, my God, for healing today. Lord God, look on those who are sick in their bodies. Lord God, lay your hand upon them. Touch, Lord, heal and deliver. Work a wonder in their lives. Raise them up from the sick bed. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, heal them and make them whole right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we believe right now, God, hallelujah, for the healing of the sick. We believe, Lord, for the saving of the souls that are lost, my God. Have mercy, O Lord. Look on the bereaved families, Lord God. Lay your hand on them, Lord. Touch.
In the name
touch,
of Jesus.
Lord Jesus. Comfort them and console them while they're going through. Lord, you know the pain of their heart. Only you can put the pieces together, oh God. Only you can mend that broken heart and take that pain away. Nobody but you, Lord. We're asking you to bless them, my God. Wrap your arms all around them. Be with them, Lord. Any family members who are not saved, we pray for them, oh God, that you will save their souls. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let your blood cover us. Let it wash us. Let your protection be all around us. Wherever we are, bless our going out, Lord. Bless our coming in. Bless us wherever we are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let the glory of God be revealed. Help us to let our light shine everywhere we go. And Lord, help us to continue to abide in the true vine. Lord, my God, strengthen that connection that we have. Oh, blessed Savior, that we may bring forth much fruit. Have your way,
yes,
my
God.
God, and let your holy will be done. We believe it right now, oh God, and we count it as done. We bless your holy name. Lord, we thank you for your touch, Lord. We thank you for this prayer. We thank you for
yes,
your
God.
Word, my
thank
God.
You.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bathe in power for your cleansing power. We thank you for everything you've done, Lord, and for what you're doing right now. Thank you for encouragement, Lord. We thank you for helping us in the time of need. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, for being a very present help in trouble. Glory to your name. We thank you, Lord. Please, Lord, remember those who are incarcerated. Bless them, my God, and save to the utmost. We ask these blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This broadcast is back into the hands of the host.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful message coming through. The angel come means, and Jesus is the true vine, and she encouraged us to abide in Jesus. And she was saying, you know, because except we abide in Jesus, we can't bear fruit, and we'll be separated from the vine and we'll die. And if you separate a branch from a tree, it immediately starts dying. It might look green for a little while, but like she said, if we're separated from that source, we won't receive any nourishment, and we'll die. We'll begin to die. Some people, they think that they can go on by themselves. And for a while, they might look green. They might look like they're flourishing. But because they're cut off from the source, they start to die. And we have to abide in Jesus to abide in the vine. I want to go ahead and give Evangelist Maybell an opportunity to have remarks if she so desires. God bless you, Evangelist May.
It was such a beautiful message coming through Dr. Sheila Amin. And that is true. Except we abide in the vine, we won't be able to do anything. We can't do anything without Christ. And
yeah.
He explained the scriptures and brought it out beautifully. I don't have much to add to it because it spoke for itself. And I encourage you, Evangelist Hameen, continue to do the will of God. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for Evangelist Maybell and the remarks coming from her. Also, thank God for that anointed prayer. that she prayed, Evangelist Cummings prayed. Also for the prayer Evangelist Maybell prayed in the beginning. And I just thank God for all things. I say to Evangelist Cummings, keep on preaching the word of God. And if there are no more remarks, they're going to go ahead and turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hubby. God bless you, Evangelist Cummings.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the remarks and also the encouragement. Thank the Lord for this broadcast and for all of you who have tuned in. I pray that you are blessed through this broadcast and the word of God. And I just have a mind to just do the Lord's will, whatever the Lord wants and whatever the Lord says do. That's what I want to do. Amen. And so I ask that you'll continue to pray for me, that the Lord's will be done in my life. And I'm asking you also to continue to pray for all of those who are on the prayer list, for those names that were called, and for each other, you know, names that weren't called that we know of. Let's keep them all in our prayers. And we thank you so much for supporting us. Thank you for your prayers for us. And we thank God for you. Want you to know that we love you, and we thank God for you. And I really am grateful for how the Lord has blessed us. So we don't have anything further at this time. If there's nothing further, Evangelist May or Evangelist Khadija, do you have anything else?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So if not, this concludes the broadcast for this afternoon. We invite you to tune in with us for our next broadcast on Friday evening at 7 p.m. if it be the Lord's will. And until then, may the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you. Just be encouraged to abide in Jesus. God bless you and good night.